He was very charismatic, successful. He came from a small town, moved to the big city, Birmingham, and was successful. And that was in kind of an American intriguing story. He also used to always say, "I never wanted to be a big fish in a small pond." And so I had that title, Big Fish, in my office for a really long time, maybe 3 years before I was able to think of a book to go with it. Also, living in Birmingham, with Vulcan and Vestavia, these are mythological. These are gods, and I was always, in part because of that, interested in Greek mythology. And so I put the two together, the mythology and the father-son story, and that's what the book is made out of.
Tim Burton helmed up the film version of your book, and his films are always very stylized. What did you think when you found out that he was going to direct your movie?
It was so exciting. It was unbelievable because the story, the screenplay was written a long time before the movie was made. And the book and the screenplay both, they're sort of sentimental, and there's somebody dies and it's sad. The director that was initially planning to do it was Steven Spielberg, who, I wasn't complaining about that, but I knew that were he to do it, it would be a more sentimental and less fantastic. But when Tim Burton signed on, I knew that he would concentrate a lot on the crazy stories, which I thought was the way to go. The story itself was sentimental, and it sort of spoke for itself. You didn't have to pound it over your head. So when he did it, I was very excited because I thought he would do the right balance, and I think that he really did.
So you're happy with the finished product.
I was very happy with it. I've seen it probably 7 or 8 times or more. Maybe I lost count. But the first time I saw it, it was jarring because the images on the screen didn't correlate with the images in my head, and they weren't supposed to because it was Tim Burton's vision. But in a way, it was like if you've ever spoken to somebody on the phone a lot who you've never met, and you imagine in your head what they look like, and then one day you meet them and they're not better or worse than you imagine, they're just different. And so initially, that's what it was like. It was just a very different thing. And then probably by the third time I saw it, I was able to look at it as a movie or as any other movie. And I thought they did a really great job.
The book has been hugely successful. I read that it's been translated into 18 languages
Yeah.
now. What's it like to see something that you created and that apparently has, a part of your life in it resonate with so many people?
It's so far beyond anything that I ever imagined, or hoped for the book. It's hard really to describe. I mean, on the one hand, and I think a lot of writers are like this, on the one hand, you can't imagine why anybody would ever read anything that you would ever write. And on the other hand, you think, why doesn't everybody read everything that I write? And it's this balance that goes on back and forth. I mean, you have to have some kind of ego in order to write, because you obviously, in some part of you, really wants to get it out there, wants a lot of people to read it. And but there's also a built-in insecurity as well. You spend most of your time by yourself in an office writing. It's difficult to bridge that and bridge the private and the public.
Your storytelling style isn't typical. It's very nonlinear, and in Ray in Reverse, which is, I know is your second novel, it's ba you're, you tell a story backwards. Are you drawn to these non-traditional storytelling structures, or do they just sort of fall into place?
Before I wrote Big Fish, I tried to write in a straight narrative form that most books are written in. And those first five novels were terrible, and I couldn't really understand why. And then I realized that I was writing toward this idea of what I thought a book should be. And once I wrote a book, the kind of book that I liked or one that pleased me, that's when I started realizing that I can't do this traditional form. That's just not my talent.
Now, I know we were talking a little earlier about your art exhibit that's
Yes.
at Work Play.
Yes.
Could you tell me just a little bit about how that happened?
For a long time, I've found these pieces of wood from construction sites or old dilapidated barns or whatever, and I've painted on them. I've always been an admirer of folk art, and this is something that happens, you know, in real folk art. I don't think of my art as folk art. I think of it more as faux art, but it's something that I've always enjoyed, and I have a lot of friends down at WorkPlay who encouraged me to have a show. And since I thought, well, I'll never have an opportunity to do this again, that I might as well pursue it. And so it's fun. It's like an adventure to pretend to be an artist for one night. And that's all I'm going to do, just one night.